Siv Zayin, Simin Shin Aleph, Siv Zayin. We start with a very cheerful Shaila. Techriche Hameis. It's obvious in the Shulchan Aruch that they did not have standard techrichim like we have today, because the Shulchan Aruch and the Gemara talk about making tachrichim out of shadness. Now here I want to be magdim. Last week we learned Siman Hei Yavav, the dinim of Davar Sheina Miskaven. There's a long shachan kaz at the end. We're going to come back to it shortly. We'll digress to tachriche hameis. And the Shulchan Aruch says, Mutar la'asos b'michlayim. You're allowed to make them out of shatnez. Why? I would have said it's not mechamavim. But I mentioned last week that if it makes them look good, it's also us. So what?
We'll see nobody gets up.
Oh, good kasha. You know, where's the kasha? All the Rishayim. All right, let's see what it says, and then we'll deal with the issues. Tachricha meis mutar la'asos b'michlayim, afilu l'kavroi bohem. You're allowed to make tachrichin out of klayim, even to bury him in them. What does it mean, even to bury him? So they say that it was the derech to have some tachrichim for the hespedim. At least they wrapped a mace in for the hespedim. They didn't necessarily bury him in it. No, I don't think they dressed him nicely. I think it's that... No open casket. A mace doesn't look presentable. When those who have open caskets, they basically wire him up. They drill the body. And that's the problem. The problem with all these open casket things, halachically, is not that the casket is open, but that they manavel the mace in order to make them look presentable. It's, unfortunately, in the Russian Jewish community, not the Orthodox community, they have it. And I had a Russian babysitter. We tried to prevent it, but we were not able to. So we asked a friend, what they do. He said she looked better than she looked for years, in the casket. Because in the casket, they wired her up and made her smile and do everything. So anyway, it means, afilu kavrei bohem means the part they used to wrap the mace, to carry the mace, is one thing. And even what you're burying is certainly mutter. Now, what is the reason for the heter? So it says here in the Taz Tes, Pirish Koshkin Shikvad Vishoisalai Lahasbid, the Vagadim Shikhayrin Isaihu Ostad Lamli Behem. The Vagadim that he's wearing, he's asked to get a stand up in. Fatam, why is it Takamotid? Siva Mesim Chavshi. Kivon shemeis adam nase chavshi mitzvus. When a person dies, he becomes chavshi mitzvus, and that's the reason for the heter according to the Taz. Now here there is a bit of an issue. That is that when the mace gets up by tchias hameisim, he's going to be wearing these begadim, according to what the Taz said. Who osed lami behem? The Gemara learns it out of a chita. The Gemara says tchias hameisim in atar minayim brings many limudim. Gemara compares it to a wheat, just like a wheat gets buried, and when it gets up all dressed in its sheaf and all the things around it. So to the meisim osed lami of ibigdayim. The question is, what does Mesim Chavshi mean? You can learn Mesim Chavshi two ways. You can learn that Misa is a Paiter. If someone dies, death patis him for mitzvahs. Or you could learn that the state of being dead is a Patur of mitzvahs. That only living people are Mechayiv of mitzvahs. Dead people are Patur for mitzvahs. So Lamay Nafkamina. Rabbi Chanan in Chelik Beis Simchav Test Chayvus the Shaila says Nafkamina, easy Nafkamina is Mesim Shehichi Alisha. People who died and came alive in this world. If you hold that Misa is a Poter, and once a person dies, he becomes Poter for mitzvahs, so it's a Poter, he has a Ptor, and he remains Poter.
What do you need, a new Kabbalah? I
mean, nothing, he can't do anything, he's a Poter but a mitzvah. One minute. Or if you hold that the state of being dead is a Ptor, not that death is a Poter, but being dead is a Ptor, it's like somebody is a shaita, he's Potter. He's a shaita and he gets healed, he becomes chayiv again. So being dead is a Ptor. So then when Elisha was machayim eisim Elio, then they become chayiv in mitzvahs. If, on the other hand, that death is a Poter, then it's a Poter and you become Potter, your main Potter, Lail and Vayet. So Rabbi Chanan clears the shaila, yeah. He's a dead man who woke up. Dead men who wake up are Pater for mitzvahs. Death is a Piter, according to this. Death is a Piter. Nafkamino be by Tchias HaMeisim if there'll be mitzvahs.
Can you get a minion then?
Yeah, they'll need us. The people never died. They have to come on to us, to the rest of us. Oh, yeah. That's Rabbi Chanan's clear about Eishes. Yes, he married to his wife. So, what are we saying to man? We cleared. What? He says the other way. Eliyahu didn't die, but he's not in Elam Azeh. It's a Ptah. What? Rabbeinu make Hiddush for his wife. Yes. I think Rav Vaz brings the raya. It's funny, Rabbi Chanan clears the shayla. Let me just tell you how Rabbi Chanan, he goes on Nida Samachavach, which is this machaber. He says, how can you, if you hold that by Tchias HaMeisim you become Mechuyev in mitzvahs, and that's the Pashtus, I'll bring you a few rayas in a minute. Then, how do you allow to bury someone in Kalayim if the first moment he wakes up, he's going to be wearing Kalayim? The first minute he wakes up, he's wearing Klayim, he's an onus. He wakes up, we'll have to throw off his clothing. But you're not allowed to put someone in a situation where he'll be an onus and wearing Klayim. So the Chanan says, how could it be that that this Ptura makes him Chavshi if when he wakes up he's going to be Chayiv and Mitzvah, so then the whole thing falls off?
Why should you pass on the tzitzis also?
So the Chanan is that as a kasha to him. The Chanan says that's Shrer anyway. Because we our minig in Chutz La'aretz, so I think they don't do it this way. The minig in Chutz La'aretz that's brought in halacha is to passel the tzitzis. When they bury a man in his talus, the old minig was to cut off the corner. It was to cut off the corner and leave him with tzitzis only on three corners. They do a bris on a baby that died. But that's not because the baby's mechuyev in a bris. It's for Kabbalistic reasons. You do a bris, you give him a name. It's true, we do. But the minig was always to cut off the tzitzis. The gra was misnagged to it. But they have some spooky story about the gra leaving a tzavah with one of his talmidim not to passel the tzitzis. And somehow, by the Gros Lavaya, he fainted or something, and he just wasn't there when they passed the tzitzis before they buried him. And then the Vayisai Vishar Shavai, there was a Talmud, left the same tzavah, and somehow in the tipul, the tzitzis ripped off. So it's one of these spooky stories. If I'm not mistaken, the Aruch HaShulchan may allude to it. He says, Maisis, Neshnei Maisis Shahayu. But today, what they do is sort of a pshara. They don't cut off the tzitzis, they fold it in. Maybe different chavrei kedushas have different minhagim, I don't know. But they fold the tzitzis in and sew it into a pocket. So technically, it's not tzitzis, but it's easy to fix it that it should be tzitzis. But again, it's Rabbi Chanan. Rabbi Chanan says, we cut off the tzitzis. So that seems to be a raya that when they get up, that they're not mechuyev mitzvahs. Otherwise, you're being ma'anis them. So this is Rabbi Chanan's ha'aris that from this sugya it's mashma that meisim chavshi is a p'tur loylam voed. When they get up, they're going to be potter as well. That's Rabbi Chanan's mahalach. Then Rabbi Chanan says, but the Abish Vais in the other way. One of the sources for Tchias HaMesim in Atar Minalon is very good. It says Nasata Elarna Kayin by Truma. So the Gemara says Arna Kayin never got Truma. He died before they went into Eretz Yisrael. So Raya Tchias HaMesim in Atar that Arna Kayin is going to get Truma. So Rabbi Chanan says it seems to be a raya that they're going to be mechuyev in mitzvahs, I guess, in order to eat truma, you have to be a mechuyev in mitzvahs, I guess. I don't know, cotton can eat truma too, basically. But anyway, this is Rabbi Chanan's raya. So Rabbi Chanan struggles with the shaila that it's not mistaber that by Tchias HaMesim there won't be mitzvahs. On the other hand, from this sugya of bearing a mace, it seems to be a raya that there is. Now, apparently Rabbi Chanan didn't see the Ritva on Nida. The Ritva on Nida, Samach Aleph, brings pretty much this discussion. He brings B'Shem the Rajba, which Rabbi Chanan did see. The Rajba says that it's a p'tor. That when they get up, they're potter. And the Ritva brings the Rashba, his Rebbe, and he argues. He says the Mason that got up by Yecheskel, not Somasi of Eishais. So Gemara says the following. The Gemara says when he woke up, the what? They didn't have Tachrichim. He's not bringing a Rav Tachrichim, but he's saying when that Somasi of Eishais got up, so there's a Gemara. Probably a chelik, the Gemara says, what happened there? So one man, the other says, it's just a marshal, nothing really happened. And then, so one of the Amiram, one of the Tanam got up and he said, what do you mean it's a marshal? It's my Zayda, I come from them. And these are the tefillin that we woke up with, and he showed up here in tefillin. So the Ritva says, it's a raya. Since he said these are the tefillin that we wear, it's mashman and mechuyev in tefillin. It's mashman and mechuyev in mitzvahs. So the Ritva brings it as a kasha, brings it as a raya.
They died that they're mechuyev.
Why were they wearing tefillin?
Okay,
I'm telling Maramok about it. I don't know. Maybe all the neshamis were by Hasina. I don't know. I don't know. Maramok about Hilach. Basically, it's a dispute. Rabbi Chanan declares, but it's a machlokes the Rashi and the Ritva. What the Gedorim of Mesim Chavshi are. The Ritva argues, it seems to argue with the Rashi. No, Chanan doesn't pass again. I guess Eliyahu will have to answer this one. He's not. It seems like it was written in different times. He starts off saying one way, and then he goes the other way. So he has no achra. It's very hard to understand. Oh, Rabbi Chanan does bring a radvaz. He brings a radvaz that says there are two tchias hamesins. There's a radvaz that says that one tchias hamesim is there are going to be two tchias hamesins. One tchias hamesim for tzaddikim in olam hazeh when olam kimin hagay haylach, and then a second tchias hamesim. After the Yom HaGod Levar Naira, after the big Yom HaDin, there'll be a eternal Tchias HaMesim. And the Ritva, it sort of answers all the kashas. There, Rai is this way, Rai is that way. Usually say it's a Machlaikis, Rabbi Yehuda Nachachamim. So he says that there are two Tchias HaMesims. The purpose of the first Tchias HaMesim is for tzaddikim. They should be able to be Mekayim Mitzvahs. And then the second Tchias HaMesim is an eternal Tchias HaMesim. So Rabbi Chanan asks, if so, these tzaddikim, it should be also to bury in Shabbos. Or it should be also to passel. So you can make a rule that all tzaddikim you can't passel, everyone's going to bury, some of their tzaddikim. So it's Rabbi Chanan doesn't come out with a clear maskon. L'maisa, we have to be able to learn this machaber both ways. They're two stuff. Maybe yeah, maybe not. If the purpose of the first Tchias HaMesim is so that the tzaddikim who are prevented from keeping mitzvahs by Lama Zeh because of the shivigaliyos, if that the purpose is to let them finish, so it has to be a time of chiyah mitzvahs. So, okay, I hear. I don't know how to resolve it. I mean, if they're too clear tzaddikim, then you can't really make a pshar, right? Why? Why are you allowed to do it? We have to. I'm just asking what the beer. The chicha neis mutal says to mekliyim. Why? No, I want to bury the mace now. It's mutter. So who cares why? So it's very easy. We can finish Hilcha Shatnez in 5 minutes. If we don't ask why, it goes very quickly. It's true. Normally, why you compare it to other cases? Here, what else are we going to compare it to? And anyway, the Taz says, the Taz bothers with it. He says, why? He says, because Mesim Chavshi. If you don't hold that there's going to be a Ptor, so it needs a Hezmer. How are you allowed to bury them in Klai? So the Gemara brings, when the Gemara says, Tiyas Mesim in a Torah, in Allah, it brings them a car that they're going to get up, just like the body is going to, they're going to wake up, they're not going to be walking skeletons, they're going to get their busser back. But it seems they're going to get their original clothing, that's what it sounds like. What? Whatever they're buried in, they'll get, that's what it is. I was thinking along the lines of what you say, you know, there's a famous thing that Reb Chaim said, that the oil of the menorah, by the midase of the 8 days, had to be the same oil burnt 8 days. Because if the oil burnt out and miraculous oil came in, it says shemen shalneis is not kosher for the menorah. So begadim shalneis may be a part of shatnez. I don't know. You know, if they begadim shalneis, they'll be fine.
Do the clothes disintegrate when the person's in the ground?
They certainly do. We see they disintegrate. But the molecules exist somewhere, so that God puts them back together again, the same molecules. Nothing disappears. It just okay. All right. Mendy has an easy, easy.
If I were God, I could do that.
See, David's good. He says, "What does it matter?" Everybody else seems to care a lot about how this is going to happen. What? What purpose if there are no mitzvahs? To be nehenem is ev hashchem. That's what Chazal say. I don't know what that means. Okay. The ruah, no, the world of ruah. Yeah. I'll tell you a very funny thing. I mentioned last night that the virus that become tar are okay. I saw this morning in the Be'er Eshek. Be'er Eshek is a Tshuva Sefer, maybe, I don't know, 100 years ago, 150 years ago. He writes regarding a shita, I'm going to tell you about in a minute. But he writes that not only are you allowed to bury them with Techrichin, but you should bury them with Techrichin.
With
Shatnez. With Shatnez, the burial of Techrichin with Shatnez. Because fakert, when you have shatnez, and then nisala, there are higher madrega, but haraya, the big day kahuna. Bikuna, but dafka shatnez, that was nisala. That was the aside, eventually it's not the aside, that when you have like mamakash about tshuva from yalamai, there's a concept that when things are osir, and then nisala with a mitzvah, then they're even a higher madrega than they would have been. So I rather was thinking that it's taka similar, it's a shame that I didn't know it last night. I would have mentioned this Bereshek as another makar, like we have mentioned last night that treifus that's not a b'shishim according to Bnei Yisrael, so it's a maida to eat it. Once it's a dreig b'shishim, it's even on a higher medrega. He says the same thing when you have shatnez that become mutter, it's even on a higher medrega. He writes that he would bury them dafka with shatnez. Okay, I mean I don't know if Mukubal would do it, but what. Why is it becoming mutter? Big day kuna become mutter because of a mitzvah. Why tachrichim becoming mutter? I don't know. I would say it's because it's not mechamim. But if I say it's not mechamim, then you'll tell me, okay, so make everything out of everything that's not clothing out of shatnez. I don't know this stuff. I don't really understand this stuff. I mean, he just mentioned it. I'm telling you, there is such a an idea. Anyway, getting back here, so you're allowed to bury with techrich. Now, the Rabbi Kiva Eger says, "Ayim bach shekasa deray lahachmir im klayim nicker." What's chat in the bach? Rabbi Kiva Eger's bach. So those of you who have the photostats won't have this, but those who have a Shulchan Aruch and turn two pages, there's something called leket hakemach at the end. Leket hakemach appears sporadically in Yeridaya at the end of certain halachas, and it's a likut of certain halachas. Listen to what he writes. Again, those who have the photostats don't have it. The page after Hilchos Shatnez, but it says la'asos tachrichim lemeis miklayim ein iser al hameis. Yeah, it's not an iser on the dead guy. He's okay. He's allowed to do it. Ela al ha'adam ha'isaloi. He says that there's no issa tachrichin, a dead body having shatnez, that's not awesome. However, the person putting it on him is over on loyeg l'rosh. Loyeg l'rosh is an iser to learn in a Beis HaKfaris, to sit open in a Beis HaKfaris, or tefillin in a Beis HaKfaris. The Shulchan Aruch, I think, says even to carry a Sefer Torah in the Beis HaKfaris, because of Loig L'Rosh, it's like making fun of the mace who doesn't have the mitzvah. Loig L'Rosh. So he says, putting shatnez on a mace for tachrichim is aser as Loig L'Rosh, not aser as shatnez. V'mehei mechusim shari. That's what Rabbi Kiva Eger says. If they're not nikker, it's mutter. Now, I'm not sure what it means, not nikker. Today, all shatnez is not nikker. And it's only nicker if you have a obviously wool talus and an obviously linen baguette, that would be nicker. They're sewn together. Most of our shatnez, we don't recognize the begadim. What? Well, they didn't bury it in Arim, but he's covered by ground. So we bury it in Arim. They never buried it in Arim. Yidden didn't bury it in Arim, but they bury them in Tachrichim, and they covered him, so he shows all the earth on his... What? Talos could be on top of the chinami. So I don't know. The lashon of the bach is made him the carb, the begadim and hadnikar. And at any rate, he has this problem of loyal barash, which seems to be bothering him. And he's saying, Lamaisa, it's very funny. Shulchan Aruch says it's mutter. He says, yeah, mutter means the mace, it's mutter. Like as if the mace is looking up in Shulchan Aruch, it's mutter. But the person dressing him, no, that's us, or our flying barash. Why is it different than passing the tzitzis? Good question. Why is it different than passing the tzitzis? So the truth is that that there's a tzitzis in the Dorim, Samach Aleph, that is the kash of Loi L'Rosh. Tzitzis doesn't ask about tzitzis, he asks about shatnez. And he says there's no Loi L'Rosh and a Loi Saseh. Which means to say that Loi L'Rosh is only on a mitzvah Saseh for the following reason. There's a klal by an oinis who can't do a mitzvah, so oinis rachmana patre. So we have a rule, onus keman de loyavid aminan. Oinis keman de avid loyaminan, it's Yerushalmi. And if everyone brings it in tzuvis, all the achrayinim. Einis command the loy of it means someone forces a person to eat treifus, but he's forced. So you say einis command the loy of it. He was forced. It's like he didn't do it. It's like he didn't eat the treifus. If he eats treifus, by einis someone points a gun at him and says do an aveira, and he does it. So unsa command the loy of it. That's not called doing it. When someone forces him, unsa command the loy of it. But unsa commander ovid loyarinan. Let's say someone's an einis, he doesn't take a lulav. So he doesn't get an einis of being mevatel and asay. But lamaisa, he didn't take a lulav. Lamaisa, he's still missing the mitzvah of taking the lulav if he's an einis. So unsa commander of it layamin. An oinus doesn't make it that you did it. Someone said oinus, he doesn't bring the carbon pesach, so bring the pesach sheni. We don't say unsa commander of it, it's like you brought a carbon pesach. So the klal is that an oinus is doesn't get punished for doing an aveira. Well, he doesn't get punished for missing a mitzvah, but it's not like he did the mitzvah. The meila by a mace, if a mace, it is loyeg l'rosh, if you wear tefillin in the Beis HaKfaris, the mace is not wearing tefillin, he's an oinus. Yeah, but once a command of it, he's still missing the mitzvah of tefillin. You learn in the Beis HaKfaris, the mace is an oinus. He's an oinus, but he's still missing the mitzvah saseh. So we say a loyeg l'rosh. But by a loy saseh, that is no loyeg l'rosh. Somebody dressed this mace in shatnez, so we say there's no loy of the rush, he's an oinus. He didn't choose to wear shatnez. So there's no loy of the rush on a mace, on a loy sase, because a loy sase means that he get an oinish. Let's think about the loy of it, he doesn't get an oinish. So Taisus in the Dorim says, and the Pharisee Yisrael brings it here in his Bate Klayim, that the reason there's no loy of the rush is because of this you say that there's no loy of l'rosh on a loy sase. Now explain shatnez. Why there's no avlay? Don't say no, except for the bereishik. No, it says you should bury in shatnez. Says you're allowed to bury in shatnez. Okay. What about tzitzis? Tzitzis is a mitzvah sase. So that it doesn't answer the problem of loy of l'rosh on tzitzis. And
if you cut up the corner, then there's really no
mitzvah.
Because it's only a
three-corner bag. Well, it could be a five-corner bag, depending on how they cut it.
Five-corner
sky. I guess it depends if they round it off on that. But at any rate, that's the... anyway, this is the Shakla Vitaria, the Bach, the Lech HaKemach, take away from off in the Gemara, that Tachrich is Mutter, they say, yeah, but it's Loyeg L'Rosh. One more nekuda on the sif, and that's the Rambam. The Rambam says that you're allowed to bury a mace with tachrichim of shatnez, and gam loseis oisai al kseifa ishari. When they carry out the mace, we put the mace in an aron and carry him out. He says even to carry the mace with the shatnez on your shoulder is also mutter. It's also mutter, and the question is that it's mechamim. Somebody who carries something on his shoulder, if it's mechamim, then it should be aser. So the answer probably would be that it fits in with the rules of Eidu Miskavim that we had earlier. Here you have to be Eidu Miskavim. Why? It's also about Noah from Tachrich and Shomeis. So you're not allowed to be miscavened. So in Meila, that's why it's mutter to carry a mace, even Big Day Klayim. That's Masha from the Rambam. To carry a Chai who's wearing Big Day Klayim is a problem. That's what it seems. It says you're allowed to carry the mace who's wearing Tachrich. It's Mashma, a person could say the Diyak is not Mukrach, but it's Mashma to carry a mace is mutter, to carry a Chai wearing Big Day Klayim.
Check the cotton. Check the cotton. We had a shadus label before you pick them up.
All right. If it's mechamim, I mean, there'll still be a head if it's in a miskavim like we had before.
If you went outside today and put a mitten on your shoulder, how would that help you?
All right. So let's see. Sifches talks about putting a mitten on your shoulder. Okay, not quite a mitten, but let's see. Sifches is a relatively easy sif. There's one nekuda that needs explanation. Sifches merdas hachamor. A saddle, a donkey saddle, mutal asoisai mekliim. It could be shatnez. V'yoshev alad, you could sit on it. V'ushalayeh b'sari negeba. As long as your bare skin is not touching it. So this reminds us of the rule of a davar kosher. We had a seat, the padding of a seat. If it's a davar kosher, it's mutter. As long as your body doesn't touch it, the shach test points that out. Kivin shul kosher could lel sefalf. Very easy sieve. A saddle is allowed to be made of klayim because it's davar kosher. V'lo yaniach bardas zu al kseifai Afilu lahaitzi aleha es hazevel. Yet here, I guess, is the part that needs explanation. You're not allowed to put the saddle on your shoulder. Even, you don't want to get warm, you still don't want the look of it. You take out the garbage. The garbage, today we have plastic bags, but they leaked and they didn't have plastic bags. So you're putting the garbage on your shoulder to carry it to the garbage dump. You don't want your shoulder to get dirty. So you take the saddle of the donkey, which presumably doesn't have a bad odor, and put it on your begadim to protect your clothing. Why are you wearing it? To protect your clothing from the zevel. I would think that that should be mutter. So it says here, lo yadiach medazu av seife, afil lo yitzi alav es hazevel. Now you can't see a shach on it, but I'll show you in a minute there is a shach on this. Let's just finish the sieve. Dafka shaklaim mikar v'yadu em bevegen. This is all if you have a saddle where the climb unnoticeably climb. Of a bevich, other by climb. V'yemakrem yinikar. Osalas yismenu medas l'chamar. Here we make a gezeira. Kimen she'yemakrem yinikar. Shema yishkach v'yikach mimenu t'loi l'tefer agabi bigday. You may need a patch. Well, you're going to get a patch. You're not going to take off your shirt. So you go to the donkey saddle, you cut off a corner, and you're going to use it as a patch. And when you use it as a patch, you'll be wearing Shabbos. And we're afraid that he'll sell it back to a yid. This is a general gezeira. If it's known that a guy bought something from a yid, he'll sell it to another yid, and he'll assume it's good. Now, the whole sif is simple, except for that one line of not putting it on your shoulder to protect you from the garbage. So there is a shach on it. Now, in terms to the previous page, shach ches, the second half of shach ches is related to this. Halfway down shach ches, it says, Amai osur b'sif ches b'merdas. Mark got it. Okay. Silchanas ches. Right here we said a dov shein miskaven is mutter fret the shach amai osa b'sif ches meradas lo hitzi alav zevel dov shein miskaven who, what's going on here? If you want to carry out the garbage and you're putting something on your shoulder to protect you, you're not miskaven for the warming. Do yesh matir nasu inami meradas lo hitzi zevel kedis b'divrei arash v'tor rebe niruch me'enya b'chein b'teres akeinu kosov v'kamon. So the Farish, you may not miskaven for Hanor. Elo shloy yevachlech mizevel atolachi asa dahavi alam amish akal shainai in kein kasha. The source here is matirin atolu baalam amish kshenu miskaven. If you're matir halor by einu miskaven, that was the realm of shita machavish shita that einu miskaven is also belavisha mutabalah. So what's going on? Why is it also to put it on your shoulder to protect you from the garbage? The gamlin fimash chalakti odas harambam kashikay v'nirin. So this is the chiddush of the shach, and this is machlek is the shach of the gra. You see the gra soon. The shach says nirin. Listen to this. Haitzah zeva loyav adavishay miskaven. Carrying out garbage and using this to protect you is not a adavishay miskaven. Do ino yaitol hamardas. Ella kadesho yelachlech begadav, umiskaven lahatzio begadav. You're wearing it to protect your clothing. V'dami lo liyikach adam beyachama bebeget klayim lo kamon sefyud beis. It's similar to a oven mitt. It says you want to take out a hot egg. You put on a piece of cloth on your hand to grab it out. It's awesome. So protection is also a beget, says the shach. Now, Dovah Shem Miskaven. He's not Miskaven for Chimum. He's Miskaven for protection. And protection is also a Beged. That's the Shach Shita. The Taz and Ches also holds this way. That wearing a Beged for protection is also a type of Levisha. And it's Aser Alt Shatnez. Even though there's no Chimum. And normally we say, why do people wear clothing? Either for the way it looks, or to be warm. That's it. Here, we see that if you're wearing clothing just to protect you, wearing clothing to protect you is also aser. That's how the shach and the taz and ches explained this din. They argue with the Prisha and the Gra disagree. We'll see the Gra later in the Sif, Gra Sifkat Tezvah. But they hold that that's not a beggar. That's not a beggar. That's not to protect you. Yeah. Very good. We said, Vavachala Yiskavim Bechama Bnechama. Okay, Cham Nechama means you don't want to feel hot. So that's a beggar. We said, have you mechavin in the rain because of the rain? That's also a beggar. So there it depends. If you're using it to protect the body of the person, then we understand that's a beggar. People wear begadim, just like if it's cold, they wear it lechavin, the begadim warm a person. If it's raining, people wear begadim so the body doesn't get soaked. But a big shaman, the shaman needs to protect the beged, which apparently is the case by Zevel. I assume by Zevel he's wearing it to protect his begadim. Then that should depend on the machlaikis. That's where the Taz brings in by shaman, the shaman. Now this seems to be similar to Ramosha's explanation in Hilchos Shabbos of what you're allowed to wear on Shabbos. Ramosha asks, wearing the plastic rain hats on Shabbos. And Rav Moshe makes the chilek. He says a beged is something that you wear to protect the body. If you want to wear a raincoat to protect the body, that's fine. That's a beged. So you're putting on a hood to protect your hat, but it also protects your neck. It also protects your face. So that's good. But a beged that only is made to protect a beged, that's carrying. Rav Moshe shows us that it doesn't have a shem beged, and that's also to wear on Shabbos. If we understand on Shabbos it's carrying to wear in a place where there's no air. What?
There are
chelkim. The question is why the chelkim disagree? If they argue because it's not a beged, Rav Moshe has a tshuva to Rav Nasha Klein. Rav Nasha Klein is matir. He says it's a shrus to shrus for Bakim Hefsid, which is not this heter. He says it's his old sheet that had older shrus rabbis and shrus rabbis derabana. And he holds that it's shalaki derech etzah, and he holds it shvus to shvus. B'makim hefsim meruba. I guess for a scribal it's hefsim meruba more than for a hat. So Ramesha says, first of all, he argues like there's three or four reasons. He says, first of all, by Carmelis we don't say shvus to shvus. Carmelis has a derech etzah, we don't say shvus. Second of all, Brooklyn's a shvus around derech, Ramesha holds. Third of all, that's not shalei kederach. That's the derech of wearing a particular item. So these three reasons that he argues. It could be that the archeil kid that holds it does have a din beged. He holds a beged, or he holds it protects the body also. So protects the body also. He's not arguing with his side. No, so he's not arguing with his side. Okay, here this seems to be what they're arguing about. Shadness is also something that protects the. What? I don't know. I didn't double check, but I don't recall that he brings it. So I don't know. Okay, so that is Sifches again. So we learned Sifzai Techrichen, which is side Chidushim, and Ches, which is fundamental. This Simon is Lechashan, is the end of the page. That's pretty much the end of the Simon. The rules of when Shatness applies. So according to Shach, we have a third Geder, so it's made to protect, even protect your clothing, is also considered to be the Geder of Din HaShabbos.
Between Shabbos and Shabbos?
What?
Between Shabbos.
So I'm not sure if he mentions or doesn't mention Shabbos to compare it. I'm not sure.
Your das is a hard saddle, and it was like a blanket. A blanket.
It was a davar kasha.
It was hard. A blanket on the donkey. That would be.
Whatever constitutes kasha is. You can have a. Sometimes you have a. You go to take a shower. You have towels that you wipe yourself. They're soft, and there's a floor mat which is hard. So I guess it's like a floor mat, right? We said I mentioned to you the Tversor says loy. Kosh is loy hard, ella stiff. Alright? So, whatever stiff means. What? A stiff. Okay, we know it's not, it doesn't have to be hard, it can be just siftes. Matpechais are towels. How many type of towels do you have in your house? Hand towels, dish towels, bath towels. Matpechais shebekach ben yadayim, that's hand towels. Matpechais shemistapke ben hakelim, that's dish towels. Bekarkois. Veshemistapke ben esarechitza, that's bath towels. They're all awesome mishum shatnes. Umatpecha sefarim. Now we have to explain that in a minute. Asurim mishum klayim. Why? Sharei hayadayim noigis ben. The hands touch them. Ve'nichrochim al yad tamid umeschaminin. That's true. Everybody uses a towel. No, the towel is wrapped around the body or the hand, and therefore all towels are not allowed to be shatnez. So why don't we have shatnez labels on our towels? Presumably because they're not shatnez anyway, and there's no issue. I can't imagine making a towel out of wool. It's so linen. So our towels, we don't have a problem. What about tablecloths? Zakter Rama, v'chein osalasis mitpecha shaparsin al shulchan. Shaykh olam. You ever heard of that? Tablecloths are not allowed to be shatnez. Oy, shekarin olam b'beis haknesses. Or what they put on the table or the bima, they read from it in the shul. It tells them to make it from klayim. Why? Sometimes people wipe their hands on the tablecloth, and I guess with the wife's not looking, and you get warmed up by it. So what? It's einay mechavin. So is it halal levisha, right? The mechaber held that any mechaber is mutter by halal and also by levisha. So I don't know. Maybe wrapping is also. I don't know. We said by the seats, if it's soft and it wraps, so it's also. Maybe every time you wipe, it feels good. It warms you. It's a mechaber. So therefore, it's also. Now the question here is this a loy plugdik gzeira, or is it practical eitzim? What is it? Now we'll see that in a minute. We'll get to curtains. Curtains is nafka mina bizman hazeh. Towels, we write by hands in it. Tablecloths, I don't know. But okay. But curtains, bizman hazeh, no one wraps himself in curtains unless you're playing hide and go seek or something, you know. So by v-line, which we're going to have in Sefirot Aleph, the same exact thing. Tosfos Beis says v-line. There's no misaklayim. It doesn't mention anywhere in Shas. But all the Rishayim argue with Tyson, they hold the V-line, the curtain is awesome in Shas. Because sometimes it's cold, and the Gemara's lashon is that a waiter sometimes wraps himself in a V-line. So the question is it gzeira or not? Today, nobody wraps himself in a curtain. So our curtains have a problem of klayim on it. So we'll see there's a Chuvah Sarash who says, at least the way Karban Asana explains the Chuvah Sarash, Karban Asana at the end of the first paragraph of Be'ah, he says, that's not a Gzeira. It's not a Gzeira. It's Man HaZed, no one's Meschaming in curtains. Time to rush already. Well, he says, if you have curtains that are higher than a person's height, you have decorative curtains that are high up. So he says, it's Mutter. Because it's not a Gzeira. It's an advice. So the Rishonim tell us, don't do it. So people wipe their hands in it. So if it's true that today tablecloths people don't wrap their hands in tablecloths, if it's endless, I have no way of knowing. You have to take some closed circuit review the closed circuit videos at a couple of weddings and see if anybody's wiping their hands in the tablecloth. I don't think we get anyone to admit it, but. I remember once I said in a Navi Shir that Friday night when you daven Shmini Esrei, when you get the slach load and clap, you remember, and you think, oh, people are looking, you start scratching yourself. So everyone started laughing. So I realized that I'm not the only one. You know, it happened to other people too. So otherwise, how are you supposed to know if you're the only one? So wiping your hands in the tablecloth, anybody willing to admit to it? I don't know. Usually I have plenty of paper towels. I have no reason to do it, but I don't know. What? when you're wiping your hands, it's mechamed. It feels good when your hands are wet and you wipe.
If you didn't mind, you're aware.
Yeah, I think it's good.
Under the table.
My friend,
the table,
I don't know. I try to use a ravine, so it wouldn't, I can't do it under the table. But, at any rate, it's a shiloh, it's a loy plug. I don't know that it's a common shiloh. The only shiloh is, but peches svarim, that's what's hard. It talks in the Mishnah about my peches svarim. Some say it means saparim, the barbers, which is sifyot yod, and some say it means svarim. So the question is, why it would be usher to have, let's say, the mantle of a Sefer Torah made out of shadis? We'll see you later in the Taz, he says the word mantle. The Taz, Yud Aleph, in your photostats, it's 1, 2, 3, 4 lines at the bottom. You do it more later. He says, near the valley, also lasis have the ilsha Sefer Torah, shakari mantle, mantle. He says it's usher. Now, why would a mantle of a Sefer Torah be usher?
You lean it on your shoulder.
You lean it on your body. But it's usher ba'anah. Teshmishi kedusha usher ba'anah. You're not allowed to have anah from them. You're not allowed to have anah from a Sefer Torah mantle. What? Even? If it's a davar miskav, then it's usher. You have to stop. If it's cold in the room and you feel the Sefer Torah on your shoulder warms you up, you have to move it a little away from your body. I don't know. It's also bad. I never know. The rule is Tashmish Kedusha Asurim. Tashmish to Tashmish is Mutter. In other words, the first layer that's against the Sefer Torah, which is the mantle, is Asabano. The second layer is Mutter. It says in Shulchan Aruch that when you have a Shulchan on which you lay, the velvet cloth is also ba'anah. It says if somebody who can't stand gets an aliyah, he should roll up the velvet and lean on the bima. The bima is the tashmish of a tashmish. You're allowed to lean on it. But the velvet cloth, that touches the Sefer Torah, that's also.
Spanish Portuguese, they have one inner wrapper and an outer wrapper.
They have what?
The Hatsi Tetzar is an inner wrapper.
They have something that wraps around and around, like they used to have. So then it would be better. If it's a second layer, then it's better. Okay. If it's a second layer, then it's better. Okay. That would be though. So I don't know what it means. Sif test, but peches svarim. Presumably, it means a tashmish of a tashmish. Dor Hashulchan makes the sahara that if it's a direct tashmish, it should be also. But no, anyway, you can't have a no anyway. It's between on the task. And Tashrish of a Tashrish is mutter. When you have a sefer, the cardboard outside of the sefer, this is called dafim, the dafim, the boards that are on the sefer. That, the chidah clears if it's part of the sefer, it's kedusha, or if it's Tashrish kedusha. Either way, it has to go to Shemus. Nafkamina is if you put a cover on the outer cover. I don't know why, but my kids went to yeshiva, they had to have a paper cover on the cover. Do you remember that? I don't think they do it anymore these days.
You had to get book covers,
right? So why would a book cover? I guess you shouldn't scribble on it. I mean, you know, they didn't.
Make yourself crazy to go find them.
No, you used to get book covers. It was just again, you used to cut up the brown paper bags, remember, and use them sometimes for book covers. You know, if the mother did it, she bought it. If the father did it, she cut up some brown paper bags, and it was just as good. But so those brown covers, the paper covers, the Mishnah Berurah's psak is that the cardboard is a tashmish, which means that the paper on it would be a tashmish to tashmish, and therefore would not be usur. Would not be usur by God. What? A svarim shrak would be another nafkamina. If you have a svarim shrak and you only use it for svarim, it's a tashrish kedusha. You have to put it in Shemus. Pashtus, you have to put it in Shemus. But if you hold that the cardboard is itself a tashmish, then the bookcase is a tashmish to tashmish. And then it's mutter. So, what? Tefillin. So, tefillin big is machlekes Rashi and Tosfos. We have our tefillin, we put the boxes on the tefillin. Assume you have a box of the whole tefillin. And then we put it in the bag. So it's Machlekes Rashi and Tosfos and Megillah, I believe. If the bag is a tashmish of a tashmish, because it doesn't touch the tefillin, or, I think Tosfos says, no, the ritzuis are made to form a yud, or a dalit, a yud on the shalyan, and a dalit on the shalrash, and therefore they're also guf hakedusha, and therefore the bag, and that's why we pass it, that the bag is a tashmish. If you have a bag around the bag, so that's a tashmish to tashmish. That's a second level tashmish. What? So the plastic on the outside is mutter. Yeah, even if you stick a siddur in, if the siddur has the carbon cover, then it will be mutter. I recently ordered the new Rabbi Natan tefillin. I had old ones. My father, and he delivered it to me in a plastic bag. I'm putting a plastic bag in Sheamus because he put tefillin directly into a plastic bag, and pashtus, that plastic bag now is the tashrish kedusha. If you make it tonight, it helps. I don't know if you made it tonight.
Chidah
clares. I want to tell you an interesting thing. I saw this chidah years ago in the Birkei Yosef. He clares what the din of the cardboards are. He says, shtei nafkaminas, he says. One nafkamina is, if it's a covering for tashmish, in the room where you have tashmish, you have to have a double covering on the svarim. So one nafkamina, he says, if the cardboard is a covering. The second afkamina is if it's a tashmish to kedusha, so the next thing is a tashmish to tashmish. In the Mishnah Berurah, in Reish Mem, he paskins it's not a covering, which means a hachmir. And in the Kuf Nun Hey, wherever it is, he paskins that it's a tashmish legabi shemus. He paskins one way legabi shemus and one way legabi simer Reish Mem. So I asked this Rav Palm. So Rav Palm said, it's a svara, that's a mahakra. To call it a covering, not to call it a covering, that's part of the book. But the ma'isa, it's a mishamish, that's connected. So it's not a covering, it's a mishamish. That was the feeling. It's a big enough kamino, got me all the bookcases that we have. I was makbid to put in every bookcase one sefer shalchayel. So it shouldn't have a din of tashmish kedusha according to anybody. I had my old penny collection. Remember the old books? Probably the last penny is about 1975, but they're still there, as far as I know. Unless one of my grandkids pulled out the pennies to spend, they left the books there. But I think one sefer shalchayel, so it shouldn't be a shaila. One is enough. Because maybe a tashmish kedusha, you wouldn't be allowed to use it for a sefer shalchayel. See, megala yadas. In the beginning, yeah, in the beginning. We made it tonight here in shul, before we came in, that everything in the shul is made b'tanai, that it shouldn't have the kedushas basic knesses. Because people, the mice, lean on the shulchan, they sometimes put things down on the shulchan, and even the benches, the Mishnah Berurah says, people took benches from shul home, they have a shalshud, sheva brachas, so they borrow chairs from shul. So Mishnah Berurah said the chairs in the shul they're part of Beis HaKnesses. The Beis HaKnesses is not letting use of Darim Shalchayim. So we made it tonight. You can make it tonight. It's on the bench. In Halach it says, Klar, you can make it tonight. Rav Henkin says that when you make it tonight, it's Megareya, the Kedusha of the Makim. Rav Henkin has this famous thing against Shtiblach. Rav Henkin says every city should have one big shul where everybody goes. And the household shtiblach, he says, are wrong. When you talk about kedushas beis haknesses, it means something. It doesn't mean it's just a burden that it's a kedusha. It means it's a schus that it's a kedusha. So he said that was his thing. You shouldn't have shtiblach. Lamaisa, lamana shalom, we're better off having a lot of separate shuls than if it was one big community shul. But he says when you make it tonight, you megarei. But sometimes the yira has to come before the ava. You know, the yira's chait. Lamaisa shuls are used for other things. People eat in shul. People in a base of medrash where you're learning, you're allowed to eat. But a base of knesses where you're just davening, you're not allowed to eat. Now you speak to varim b'talim, not during davening, not when davening is over. It's also to speak to varim b'talim in a base of knesses, base of medrash. People talk to varim b'talim, but I don't mean lashon hara. I mean to say, can you give me a lift to the trains? In Shulchan Aruch it says that you're not allowed to speak to varim b'talim in a base of knesses. What? Chesed, the one asking, he's giving him the opportunity to do chesed. That's very good. Okay.
But the
well, maybe they all have something on the outside. Even the sword. Okay. At any rate, my point the point is that even though it says matecha svarim, it's got to be a tashmish, a tashmish. If it's a direct tashmish, then tashmish shouldn't be us. I will finish the simile later next week.